The Day the World Died for Me, or He's My Commander-in-Chief Too. I may not be an American, but Donald Trump, the white hat Donald Trump, not the dark side soon-to-be-shuttered clone, is still my commander-in-chief. No, I don't mean that as an honorific. He really is my commander-in-chief. He's CIC of the Global Military Alliance, of which my country, Canada, is a member. And I'm following the operations of the Dark Clone too, but not writing about them. Just like I'm not writing about Satanism. Enough is enough. I'm really bursting with pride over what the real Donald Trump and team and White Hat military behind them have accomplished in just 1 year. Never mind just 1 year, just one lifetime. And I find myself casting back on 1963 and what a healing the Trump years are. I can't even mention the earlier year without flooding the place with tears. I'm practically in tears right now. And this is a healing. People were fresh out of the 50s then, back from the war, marrying the sweetheart, raising a brood. I was one of that brood. Good times, great appliances, washing machines, televisions. Someone down the street has a dishwasher. Can you believe it? No more washing dishes. Let's go see it. Leave your bike on the lawn. Nobody will steal it. And then one day, a message came across. All channels. The president is dead. President Kennedy has been shot as his motorcade passed through Dealey Plaza in downtown. Dallas this morning. And our comfortable world disintegrated. I don't think anyone on Earth, except the dark side, would ever have thought that a person as charismatic as John F. Kennedy would be assassinated. A leader who stood up to Khrushchev, a self-esteemed hero of Stalingrad, a leader who had the Soviet Empire reverse itself and get out of Cuba altogether, who stood up to the enemies of the American people rather than inviting them to move into the house. That was the day that the drive to write all I've written on the cabal was born. Not 9/11. 9/11 was another, not milestone, millstone, a huge escalation in terror. But Kennedy was the beginning for me. The death of Kennedy destroyed our Daniel Boone Disneyland view of the world. Now, here we are on the verge of the emergency broadcast, 10 days of sharing with the world. What you and I already know, 10 days to shudder and shatter any illusions that remain of our future under the deep state. I'm ready. My emergency supplies are so old they passed their best before date, but I'm up for it. And this will be for me and others who were there in 1963. A tremendous healing and definitely a resumption of a life of hope, pride, and determination. I've written this article through a flood of tears. May they wash away the memory of the day the world died for me.